With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. State and local health officials in Montana are following a recommended pause on the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the change is causing some logistical issues.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration made the recommendation Tuesday after six women experienced a rare form of blood clot 1 to 2 weeks after receiving their Johnson & Johnson vaccine. According to the CDC, there have been 6.85 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine administered in the U.S. Montana health officials say nearly 20,000 shots have been administered in Montana, and there have been no reports of residents experiencing blood clots after receiving this vaccine. The state and county health officials are following the federal guidance. Flathead County Health Officer Joe Russell.
We had 600 scheduled for Thursday, so we have a system that we were able to call all of our scheduled people for Johnson & Johnson. And interesting, a lot of them are just changing to Pfizer.
Other county health departments say the change also threw a wrench in planned Johnson & Johnson vaccine clinics this week. Russell says while he agrees the pause is good in terms of being cautious, he fears it will push people on the fence away from getting the shot in the future.
Even if the FDA and CDC reverse themselves pretty fast, going to have to do some pretty significant messaging to get people to want to use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will hold an emergency meeting Wednesday to examine whether there's a link between the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and these rare blood clot cases. The committee will provide guidance on the future use of the vaccine. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.